May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is John chapter 8, beginning, this is verse 12. Something I shared with some of the guys last night. It says, again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. And in John 1, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when Jesus talks about being light, he's talking about just his life. Again, that verse in John 8. Jesus spoke to them repeatedly, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of my life. We need to think of that verse more practically than just a cosmic word for the whole world. This is a personal word. And that there's a scripture that says, in his light, we see light. And Jesus said, if you follow me, you'll not walk in darkness. In this verse, he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have shall light of life. So again, don't think of, as a Christian, following Christ like Christ is out here and you're following him. Think of people who are in Christ. And it's simply about surrendering to on a contemporary basis, in a moment to this moment basis of simply yielding to, trusting in, yielding to, saying yes to, thanking him. Again, Scripture says these crazy things that can't always be explained. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, give thanks in all things. And Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks for all things. Charismatics really have a hard time with that one. And I can't explain it. It's just what it says. Because God's a lot bigger. He's not just good. He's really, really big. And so he didn't have to explain himself to everybody in terms of his theology. And so to not follow him is just simply be at a place where in our hearts, there's a resistance to what he's doing. We said the last couple of weeks that Jesus is not going to live your life through you. He's going to live his life through you. He's not going to live your story through you. He's going to live his story through you. He's committed to his story. That we were baptized into him, not the other way around. And that it's not about us, Jesus, fitting into our lives and our agenda. It's about us fitting into his life and his agenda. That's the whole deal. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times he didn't fill me in beforehand. I mean, I think I would walk in more faith if he would just fill me in beforehand what's around the corner. But the truth is, after all these years, I would be so much worse off because I would just have a lot more time to freak out before we ever got to the corner. Because he just doesn't always, he orders our steps. He doesn't always give us the big plan. Even if he gives you a big plan for something down the road, you still got to walk out where you're at right now. And he says, he who doesn't follow me walks in the darkness. Darkness for me looks like fear, anxiety, anger, resentment, complaining, bitterness, unforgiveness, frustration, all that, that's darkness. And whenever I experience those things on the inside, that's one of those warning signals. Whoops, you're not following him. He's moving in a direction that you don't like. And all these things that you're feeling on the inside are just evidence and consequences that you're not following him in this situation. You're no longer saying yes. See, one of the things I've found about Christians that usually, you know, you hear the statement about, well, you just have to wind down. So Christians usually if they're not walking with the Lord, they're not following Him, even though they're in Christ, they know they're in Christ, but in the moment they're not liking it, or it's a situation where they have to walk out, they're winding, they either winding down or they're whying down. Some of them like to W-I-N-E, wind down, and some of us like to whine down, W-H-I-N-E. It's better just to not go that route at all. And unless you're like somebody, most people I don't know, being miserable is not much fun. And misery has nothing to do with what's going on around you. And it has nothing to do with who's going on around you. It's got nothing to do with their behavior. It's got nothing to do with this situation or circumstance. One time years ago, I was sitting outside where we used to live, and I was talking to the Lord about some stuff going on. And He said, that's not why you're miserable. He said, your happiness is not dependent on their behavior. He says, your happiness is dependent on my behavior alone, talking about His behavior. He says, the problem is you just don't like the way I'm behaving. You just don't like the scene that I'm allowing you to walk through. But this is my story right now, and my story has scenes that you can't always participate in. And in the scenes of my story, there are good characters and bad characters. There are sometimes people act right, sometimes people don't act right. But your unhappiness is not dependent on anybody's behavior other than His and my response to His. So just as an encouraging word to you, to walk in the light, to follow Him, brings things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's good stuff. That's where happiness is. We were talking about this last night, and one of the brothers in our little group was saying, today was a successful day. And as I was asking him, well, why was it a successful day? Well, because in the end, my job thing, it turned out the way I was wanting it to. I thought, well, what if it hadn't turned out the way you wanted it to? Then that an unsuccessful day? I mean, what if your boss walks in and says, great job, going to give you a raise. But if he walks in and you were doing what you knew to do in Christ, you weren't being lazy, you were doing stuff, he walks in and goes, you know, I really can't afford you anymore, so I'm letting you go. Was that a less successful day? In the world it is, but not in Christ. Because it's His story. And if we're following Him and that's the direction He wants to go in, then we're going to walk in the light. And the light is full of all that kind of cool stuff. But anytime darkness sets in, let that be a quick indicator. Stop. I don't care if you're walking through the mall in your heart of hearts, that conversation that never ends, pick stop and start going, okay, Lord, where have I stopped following You? And the Holy Spirit will show you very quickly. Well, when you started griping about the price, you started complaining about how many people were here, when you started griping about you couldn't find a good parking place, you started whining about this and whining about the attitude of that person in line, or maybe when you went home you had something harsh to say. Because you've grieved the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who keeps pumping in you all that cool stuff. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. When the Holy Spirit's grieved, He's still there. But darkness begins to set in. The wages of sin is death. That's not talking about eternal life or consequences. The wages of sin is death. Death is the experience of the absence of life. When somebody dies, you don't check them for signs of death. You check them for signs of life. And if you can't find it, you declare them dead. The wages of sin is death. When you don't follow Him, darkness sets in. And darkness is not fun because you're just blind, groping around. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.